Mainers who have overcome drug addiction have powerful stories, and when they share their struggles, it is hard to ignore. Hello, this is Governor Paul LePage. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price and President Trump's counselor Kellyanne Conway visited Maine last week, but most of the media ignored the real reason why they were here. The media tried to drag Washington politics into it, and they failed to do stories on the real issue. The issue is the deadly crisis facing the people who shared their stories of addiction, the doctors who have dedicated themselves to treat addicts, and the advocates who work day in and day out with people who are struggling to recover from their addiction. More than a dozen people met with Secretary Price to discuss their firsthand knowledge about opioid addiction and how we can move forward to help save lives. This is the real story. Maine loses one person a day to drug overdose. In 2016, 376 people died because their addiction was more powerful than their ability to overcome it. Liza Parker is a 26-year-old mother of two who doesn't want to die. A year ago, she was addicted to heroin, and she was selling it to feed her addiction. One year ago, she pledged to take back her life. After a year clean, with a job and a new home, Liza has done just that. She got help from Open Door Recovery in Ellsworth, like many other mothers have. It's why our administration is committed to making sure Open Door remains an option for addicts who want help. However, we have learned that addicts are as unique as fingerprints. What worked so well for Liza may not work for someone else. It is important that we assess each addict and determine which treatment plan is best suited for each person. We must consider all options to address opioid abuse, addiction, treatment, recovery, education, and prevention. The Department of Health and Human Services has announced that $5 million will be used to treat opioid addiction by focusing on what works best for the individual. We are also working to open a 200-bed treatment facility at the state prison in southern Maine. Law enforcement continues to be a top priority to fight the scourge of drugs coming into our state, and I have asked the group that met last week with Secretary Price to meet again. Maine can be a leader in reducing opioid addiction and bringing awareness to the epidemic that is ravaging our society. I want to thank everyone who works to reduce drug addiction in our state. You may be a survivor who shares your story, a doctor who guides addicts towards recovery, or law enforcement officer who encounters someone at their worst. I look forward to meeting with this group again to listen to their ideas and work together to save more lives. The future of our state depends on it. Thank you for listening.